yours for that song and for starting us off in a really good mood, and also knowing why we're here today. Now, I'm really sorry that this is the first day, the first Jubilee Gardens commemoration, that we haven't had one brigader here to talk to us or to be here with us. Sam obviously would have been here, but he has a very, very strong family commitment today, so that's why he's not here. But he's fit and well, and I know that the other brigaders, Penny, Jack, Paddy, Teddy, Jack, Thomas Waters, Joe Can, Lou Kenton particularly, I know that they will be thinking of us and wishing they could be here. And they're still going, and their spirit is still with us, and we thank them all for the inspiration they've given us for so long. We have some very nice visitors here from abroad. Some have come for long journeys just to get here today, and it's really good to see them. Alan and Denny Christensen from Denmark, whom we met in Paris a few weeks ago at the organisation which is trying to make a better communication between all of the international brigade associations from Paris and Germany and so on, and we hope to become a part of that. So you know, we'll keep you informed through the newsletter about that. But it's very good to see you all. So, as I say, it's the first time ever, but we do wish the brigaders well. And it has been a very good year for the IBMT, and thanks to our membership secretary, Mary, the membership has grown, and we have at last produced our long-awaited exhibition, Antifascistas. And I think you'll agree that Richard Baxel, Angela Jackson, and Jim Jump have done an excellent job compiling a clear, concise, attractive history of the British and Irish International Brigades. And it is on show in the end room off the restaurant. So when we go into the restaurant for lunch, do find time to go and see the Antifascistas exhibition. It really is excellent. And if you take a leaflet with you, and you have an opportunity when you go home to get it into any of the places, your public libraries or museums or anything like that, try and get it in there. The more people who see it, the more people we will tell them about the message that we're all trying to promote. We've also produced a book called Looking Back on the Spanish Civil War, and that is a compilation of all 9 Len Crome Memorial Lectures, and that's excellent value. And they're on sale here, and they will be on sale as well in the Premier Inn. So do buy copies of anything that we have, china, t-shirts, whatever. It all supports the Trust, and thank you very much for doing that. We're delighted that Ambassador Ramon Gandarias, the Deputy Head of Mission at the Spanish Embassy, is with us today. And I'd now like to invite him to say a few words. Ambassador,
thank you very much. Muchas gracias. It's very moving for me to be here. I've been very close to International Brigade since I was in America, and I have very close friends there. And I admire very much his heritage, what they did for Spain, and their great fight for freedom. And I hope that this idea of freedom and love for Spain will continue with all of you, family and friends. So thank you very much for being here. Thank you.
Now, we have got some friends from Catalonia with us today, and many of them have been taking part in the seminar. Can you hear me? Thanks. I'm just a little person. I mentioned these friends from Catalonia have been taking part in the seminar at the LSE, and I'd like to invite our patron, Professor Paul Preston, to introduce the Director of Memorial Democratic of Catalonia, Paul.
Well, Well, as Marlene just said, the last couple of days we've been holding a conference at the LSE, largely about the Francoist repression and the crimes of Franco and all of the difficulties and problems of excavating unmarked graves, of finding ways of finding a dignified way of recording and remembering the dead at the hands of the Francoist. The conference was a joint enterprise between the Cañada Blanc Centre at the LSE and an astonishing organisation. I just want to say a few words about that astonishing organisation. It's part of the Generalitat de Catalunya, that's to say the regional government of Catalonia, and this particular department is called Memorial Democratic, which does a quite amazing job in terms of locating graves, of sponsoring lectures, conferences, publications, in an extremely democratic way. It is not a partisan organisation, but it has done an amazing job. And what is perhaps sad, but also remarkable, is it is the only organisation of its kind in Spain that is sponsored by a regional government. No other regional government in Spain, none of the other 17 regional governments, has a similar organisation. All over Spain there are amazing organisations that are run by volunteers, financed by volunteers, but only in Catalonia is there government support. And the Memorial Democratic, which has been going for 3 years, is very lucky to have as its director the person I want to introduce now, Miquel Caminal. Miquel Caminal says that actually he wishes he was back in the university and was still a political scientist. He was a great historian, and I'm sure he'll go on being a great historian when he's done his job at Memorial Democratic, but we're very lucky to have him with us today. So let me now welcome Miquel Caminal.